He was born Jephthah McClymont in the hills of Manchester, Jamaica, but the world would come to know him simply as Luciano. Not flashy, not profane, not chasing the charts. Instead, he sang about righteousness, revolution, and Rastafari. In the 1990s, when dancehall's gun talk and slack lyrics dominated the airwaves, Luciano went against the tide. He dared to sing about faith, about justice, about the fire inside Babylon's belly, and somehow he rose. But Luciano's story isn't just one of musical talent, it's one of spiritual defiance. He emerged during a turbulent moment in Jamaican music and society. Police brutality was rampant. Politicians were turning dancehall into propaganda, and the spiritual roots of reggae were being erased. Luciano became the last bridge between the golden era of roots reggae and a new conscious resistance. What does it take to sing of peace when the world profits from war? How does one hold a mic like a staff and speak truth in a time of deception? So if you think you've heard it all, you haven't. Hit follow on your favorite platform and leave us a comment, because the next story might just change the way you see everything. Don't miss a single twisted turn. Chapter 1. From Quiet Hills to Prophetic Fire. Luciano's voice didn't come from Kingston's bustling dance halls. It came from silence. Born in 1964 in the cool green parish of Manchester, young Jephthah McClymont grew up surrounded by the gentle hum of country life, farming, family, and faith. His mother sang in the church choir. His father was a skilled tailor. It wasn't glamorous, but it was rooted. And for Luciano, it laid the foundation for something deeper than fame, a spiritual mission. As a boy, Jephthah was quiet and observant. But when he sang, the whole community listened. It wasn't just melody. It was soul. People began calling him Luciano after a friend likened his voice to the operatic power of Luciano Pavarotti. The name stuck. The mission evolved. In the early 1990s, Jamaica was in flux. The country was grappling with political violence, economic instability, and a musical identity crisis. Dancehall had become the dominant sound, and while it gave voice to inner-city frustrations, it also celebrated guns, sex, and money. Roots reggae, the spiritual, socially, conscious sound of Bob Marley, Peter Tosh, and Burning Spear, was fading. Luciano arrived like a thunderclap of clarity. His early work, including collaborations with producers like Sky High and Castro Brown, carried hints of what was to come. Spiritually charged lyrics wrapped in soulful melodies. But it wasn't until he connected with Philip Fattis Burrell of Exterminator Records that Luciano's mission crystallized. Burrell, known for reviving roots reggae with a modern twist, provided the perfect platform. Alongside label mates like Sizzla and Mikey General, Luciano wasn't just making music, he was crafting scripture in song. His 1995 breakout album, Where There Is Life, featured tracks like It's Me Again, Jah, and Lord Give Me Strength, songs that didn't just entertain, they heal. Radio DJs hesitated, promoters weren't sure, but fans were starving for something real, something clean, something rooted. Luciano became that vessel, a modern-day psalmist in a time of chaos. And then came The Messenger, not just a nickname, but a mantle. Luciano's voice boomed with conviction. On stage, he dressed in regal African garb, carried a staff like a prophet, and invoked the spirit of Haile Selassie IV with every lyric. Songs like Messenger and Over the Hills became anthems, not just for Rastafarians, but for anyone seeking light in Babylon's shadow. But the higher he climbed, the more resistance he faced. He was mocked for being too holy, too serious, too different. Some accused him of preaching. Others tried to lure him into the glitz of commercialism. Luciano stood firm. He didn't come to entertain Babylon. He came to warn it. And the warnings only grew louder. Chapter 2. Holding the Line in a World Gone Slack. By the early 2000s, Luciano had become more than a reggae artist. He was a global messenger. While the music industry leaned hard into shock value and scandal, Luciano kept speaking of ancient wisdom, spiritual warfare, and redemption. His shows felt more like sermons than concerts. And yet, he was never out of touch. He toured relentlessly across Europe, Africa, and the Americas. Fans wept during his performances, saying they felt something stir in their souls. In a time when conscious music was dismissed as outdated, Luciano's consistency was radical. His lyrics often addressed not just spiritual matters, but political ones, calling out corruption, inequality, and hypocrisy. The Babylon system wasn't just a biblical metaphor. For Luciano, it was real. Governments oppressing the poor, churches failing the righteous, and music losing its moral compass. He challenged these forces with unwavering boldness, but being the messenger came at a cost. In 2009, Luciano's home in Kingston was raided by Jamaican police in a botched anti-crime operation. The incident, which led to the death of an armed intruder, caused public uproar. Though Luciano was never charged, the media frenzy painted him unfairly. Rumors swirled. The public's perception shifted. His name was dragged into the chaos he had always sung against. Yet he did not fall silent. Luciano addressed the incident not with anger, but with prayer. He released new songs reaffirming his mission. Be aware, Jah is my keeper, and not easy. Reminded fans that spiritual warriors walk through fire, but they do not burn. Throughout the 2010s, Luciano remained a stalwart in the reggae world. He continued to release albums, Write My Name, Zion Awake, The Answer, each filled with messages of upliftment and calls to awaken. He was knighted with accolades, including the Order of Distinction from the Jamaican government. Still, he kept to his mission. No glitter, no ego, just message. You can find Luciano today performing across continents, sometimes with a full band, sometimes just him and a guitar, but always with the same presence, the same staff in hand, the same truth in his voice. What other artist, in a genre constantly shifting, has remained so uncompromisingly faithful? Luciano proves that you don't need to shout profanity to speak power. You don't need to chase charts to move hearts. And sometimes, the real revolution doesn't scream, it sings. So next time someone tells you reggae is dead or that conscious music can't survive, play them, the messenger. Then ask, who really killed roots reggae? Or is it just waiting for more messengers to rise?